In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, until the ages of ages. Amen. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Those of you who made it here this evening did just that. You submitted yourself to God. You became obedient to your church and to your priest, your spiritual father, who wants nothing more than to make you genuine children of God, true children of orthodoxy, citizens of God's kingdom. You resisted the devil and his legions of demons, the demon of apathy, or sloth, or spiritual laziness, the temptation of primetime television, devil's big gun, the temptation of peer pressure, or simply being taken away from your activities on this Wednesday night. Once again, you resisted the devil, and we pray that God blesses you for it. Reverend Father Costa, it has been about 6 months since we had the presentation with the Young Adult League of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and I remember opening with this scripture. About a month ago, I had the blessing of spending a week with Father Athanasios Mytilineos in one of the most dynamic monasteries in Greece today. What a university of orthodoxy that is. People would come to confession, lining up from 4 o'clock in the morning to take turns. Confession would last over 20 hours, where Father Athanasios would confess straight with about a half-hour lunch break. His Sunday school class, held 5 p.m. Sunday night, was attended by over 500 children. His regular hour of Bible interpretation was attended by over 1,500 people of all ages. A true spiritual oasis on earth. I praise God with a silent smile, and especially when I walked in my cell. At the monastery, on top of my bed, I found a small piece of paper with a handwritten note in Greek saying, "Submit yourself then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you." James 4:7. Unless we come near to God, we will have no chance against the spirit of the devil, the spirit of the Antichrist, which is hovering around us like never before. The dark powers of the devil have many surprises for us, such as a universal government, a universal food bank, a universal moneyless exchange system, a universal identification card, a universal religion, a new world order, and of course, a new Christ, the Antichrist. He has a plan in the works right now to slowly involve everyone in his mystery of lawlessness. Everyone, that is, whose name is not to be found in the book of life. Again, James 4:7. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. St. James trying to tell us that we cannot resist the devil unless we submit ourselves to God? Most certainly. Without Jesus Christ, we have no chance against the devil. So do we want to be completely safe from the soon coming Antichrist? Simple. Let's get close to Christ. Tonight, we will be exposing some of the most dangerous of the occultic organizations, some of them extremely anti-Christian and polemic. Due to our limited time, we will simply identify and define some of these organizations, commonly called New Age, or simply called New Age Movement. Of course, the father of all occults is the father of all lies, the father of heresy, the devil. The Bible tells us that the devil was the archangel Lucifer, or Eosphoros. He was created by the Almighty God and was glorious, but he invented a very devilish thought. He wanted to be worshipped and raised his throne to be equal to God. Lucifer wanted to be God. Instantly, he was blasted through the sky with 1/3 of the angels which chose to follow him and became evil and dark spirits, plainly called demons. And we read from Revelation 12:7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled down to the earth, and his angels with him. Rejoice, my friends. Saint Michael was stronger than the devil because Jesus Christ was behind him. The devil has no power over a baptized, believing Christian. The devil cannot force us or make us do anything unless we give him permission or unless God permits it for our own discipline. The devil cannot repent. He is the inventor of Luciferian pride. So he will prowl around through history, always hating God and hurting God by deceiving God's most perfect creation. The devil and his ultimate dream is to be worshipped like God. He is the great deceiver. He deceived Cain to kill his brother. He tried to get Jesus to worship him in the desert, and he will be worshipped when he totally possesses the body of the soon-coming Antichrist. Of course, when Eve did not resist the devil in the garden, he was able to overcome her. The demons who create our passions get stronger and get us away from God. If we don't resist sin, of repeated and unconfessed sin becomes a passion. When we get away from God, our spiritual vision gets so dark that we fall into total darkness at times. In the chapter of St. John, we read, "And he came to his own, and his own did not recognize him, because their deeds were dark. Blessed are the clean at heart, because they will see God." To clean our hearts, we must expel our passions and weaknesses. So the devil deceived the human race and made them victims of idolatry. Our Greek forefathers were idolaters. They worshiped the 12 gods of Olympus. Of course, our church fathers will now tell us that the demons actually nestled inside the idols. He deceived people to worship the sun, the stars, the ocean, the mountains, and in general nature, knowing that that there is no salvation in these things. Through the old covenants and the prophets, our ever-loving Father revealed his will to the Jewish nation. And a few thousand years ago, we had the miracle of miracles. For that God so loved the world, so he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish and have eternal life. John 3:16. When Jesus died on the cross, the devil was crushed. Paradise was instantly created, and death lost its sting. And John will tell us in Revelation 20, and I saw an angel come down from heaven and chain the devil for 1,000 years. After that, he will be let loose for a short time to deceive the nations again. In Revelation, 1,000 years designates the time of the gospel. In other words, the time between the first coming of Christ and the second coming of Christ. This is a very difficult scripture. And according to St. Andrew of Caesarea and the Church Fathers, the devil is only bound for the true baptized and practicing Christians. The devil is very loose, active, and well for the rest of the world. Only during the time of the Antichrist, the devil will be loose. However, since most of the Christian world at this point is beginning to invent a different gospel from the one that the holy apostles taught, the devil is becoming loosened, and he is beginning to act all his maliciousness on Christians who do not take the gospel seriously, and also for all the people of the world that have not come close to Christ. That's why it is very important nowadays to test the spirits. John told us over and over again in his first epistle, John 4:1, test the spirits. Test the spirits. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teachings of Christ does not have God. My friends, this is loud and clear. This is loud and clear. It is very simple. Yet most of our so-called Orthodox Christians today are sleeping. We hear time after time again, what about the Muslims? What about the Jews? What about the Buddhists? What about the Chinese, the Hindus, the Swahilis, and the Yanomamos? My friends, we don't know. Those people are under God's jurisdiction. However, the Bible is loud and clear, and the Bible has been translated into 1,700 languages. for us Bible-believing Christians, the answer is simple. Anyone who does not follow in the teachings of Christ does not have God. The Jews are godless. The Muslims are godless. The Buddhists are godless. Anybody who does not believe in Christ has no God. It is the bitter truth. Question. The Jehovah Witnesses believe that Christ is a creation and not God. They are antichrists. The Mormons believe almost the same thing. They are antichrists. The Muslims believe that Christ was a prophet and not God. They have the spirit of the antichrist. The Jews, not all of them, thank God, rejected and killed Christ. They have the spirit of the antichrist. The Buddhists accept Jesus as a guru or a master, but not as the Messiah or Son of God. So they have the spirit of the antichrist. The Rosicrucians, the Hare Krishnas, and all non-Christian religions have the spirit of the antichrist. All atheists and people that are agnostics have the spirit of the antichrist. Again, every spirit that does not acknowledge that Jesus Christ came in the flesh is not from God. This is the spirit of the antichrist. So now, we can easily recognize all the occults. This is the formula. I'm attempting to alarm you somewhat because we know that the New World Order is conspiring to serve to us one religion. We know that a universal religion, one centralized government, a universal credit card, a mark, they are unavoidable. The Bible tells us so. The spirit of Antichrist has found a great ally in ecumenism, a great falsehood. Let's all religions join hands for the sake of peace. Peace with the spirit of Antichrist? And I read you a poem from a Masonic author, J.C.M. Ward. Bacchus died and rose again. On the golden Syrian plain, Osiris rose from out of his grave, and thereby mankind did save. Adonis likewise did shed his blood by the yellow Syrian flood. Zoroaster brought to birth Mithra from his cave. And we today in Christian lands can join hands. Well, in modern America today, this organization believes in the Babylonian mysteries. America today is joining hands with pagan gods because last year $1 billion was spent on books in occultic New Age shops. America and the world today is once again joining hands with idolatry because we gave up our spiritual weapons. The New Age movement is nothing new. It is as old as Lucifer because he is their God. It is the old Gnosticism that St. Paul talks to Timothy about. It takes bits and pieces from every religion and it keeps snowballing. It accepts philosophies from old pagan Babylonian religions. It does not reject Christianity altogether. It chooses some truths and rejects some others, and that's what makes it so dangerous. Today, always with the help of the devil, Gnosticism is presenting its ugly head was the New Age movement. The New Age movement is a title that refers to a worldview, a philosophy of life that millions of people hold. New Agers hold to pantheism, a belief that everything is God, that is, God is all, and all is God. Through mystical experiences or techniques, they alter their state of consciousness. They alter their psychic state, always by the help of the demons that they invite into their body. It would be impossible this evening to even begin to scratch the surface of this beast. Again, our test for them is that they do not believe Jesus Christ as the Son of God, but as a New Age teacher who realized that he was God and reached perfection. This is a little vague. They do accept him as God, but then again, they accept themselves as God and everybody and everything as God. This is idolatry. Jesus was perfect God even at the age of 1 day old. He did not perfect. He was always God. So, with our test given to us by St. John the Divine, we are proving that they are antichrists. They have the spirit of antichrist. The components of the New Age include every technique you can imagine. Black magic, witchcraft, spiritism, yoga, silver mind control, mystical experiences using drugs, LSD, out-of-body experiences, and channeling, psychic healing, holistic therapies, acupressure, homeopathy. These practices have been developed from the teachings of many ancient cultures and are blended with modern occultism. New Agers, of course, practice astrology and use crystal balls because they believe God is a form of an energy. God, our ever-loving Father, knowing all this, is warning us about this type of thing in Deuteronomy 18:9-12. Let no one be found among you who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or one who casts spells, or who is a medium, or a spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. Christians, by ignoring the Bible, are now becoming demonized because that's what channeling is all about. Channeling is a New Age term for spirit possession, where a willing channel or medium relinquishes his mind and body to an invading spirit who then possesses and controls that person as a mouthpiece to give its own teachings. I quote from the book of John Ankerberg. Some of the most prominent spirits in America today, demonic spirits, and Hollywood, are Lazarus, Mafu, Seth, Saint Germain, and Ramtha. Profits from channel seminars are up to $500 million a year. Shirley MacLaine is the most visible New Age proponent. Her miniseries reached millions and inspired thousands to take up channeling. Helen Reddy, Marsha Mason, Lisa Bonet, Tina Turner, Paul Horn, Sharon Gless of Cagney and Lacey, Linda Evans of Dynasty, Joyce DeWitt of Three's Company follow the guidance of these spirits and attribute their success to them. McDonald's restaurants are offering tarot card readings, and seances and necromancy are being promoted in some elementary schools. The problem here is that with this amount of money involved even traditionally clean-cut organizations, TV shows, public networks, and corporations are jumping on the bandwagon to share in the profits. By doing this, they enhance the coming of the Antichrist. These spirits are claiming that they are good and friendly, warm spirits. Their victims receive blessings from them, exciting revelations, loving encounters, protection from dangers, and any other lie that they can convince them of. In essence, the Bible classifies them as unclean spirits, and their only purpose is to deceive, control, and destroy the Christian beliefs of their poor victims. So, channeling is demon possession, and unfortunately, it is now practiced by quite a few Protestant and evangelical pastors in the churches. These ascended masters, I found out now, were hovering over Napoleon Hill when he wrote Think and Grow Rich, The Power of Positive Thinking, Positive Mental Attitude, or Positive Mental Attitude, Power from Within. These are very egocentric and humanistic views to success. Orthodox Christians believe that everything good comes from above, from the God of lights, and not from within. If I brainwash myself by repetition and hypnosis that I am positive, eventually I will begin to act in a certain way. All sales seminars and marketing schools are full of these concepts. Born-again Christian super salesman Zig Ziglar makes $10 million a year pushing PMA, Positive Mental Attitude Seminars. Robert Schuller, in his Crystal Cathedral, encourages some Eastern meditation and possibility thinking. Again, all of the above are detestable to God. New Agers use some verses out of the Bible, which would be used as bait to attract some unsuspecting Christians. One very slanderous teaching is the lost years of Jesus. They are claiming that Jesus studied in India from years 12 until year 30. That is another invention of the devil. We can see it very clearly only if we read the scriptures. He stayed in Nazareth after his baptism. When he began to preach in Nazareth, the other Nazarenes were astonished. Where is this wisdom coming from? Isn't he the son of Joseph, the carpenter, and Mary,